10 diverse Northwest Arkansas nonprofits are assembling under a novel grant initiative by the Walton Family Foundation to learn and share best practices on how to best serve their stakeholders. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Liz Alsina is Senior Program Officer with the Walton Family Foundation. She says the name of the initiative is Uplift.
The Uplift program is really one of our first announcements following the initial announcement of the TRUE initiative, which we made in fall of 2018. And TRUE is an acronym, and so the U in TRUE is for Uplift, and the grant program, you know, it's something that we've been working on for the past few months and are delighted and really just thrilled to announce the 10 organizations that were selected for funding, which is shared between the Walmart Foundation, our collaborator in this project and Deep Thought partner, and of course the Walton Family Foundation. And so the 10 organizations that have been selected include the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, Arkansas United, the Bentonville Islamic Center, Catholic Charities of Arkansas, the Hindu Association of Northwest Arkansas, the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas, the Northwest Arkansas Equality, One Community, Root Ed, and the Urban League of the State of Arkansas.
TRUE, an acronym for Train, Report, Uplift, and Engage, is a community-based initiative to help ensure, Alsina says, that all members of the Northwest Arkansas community can thrive.
T is for training, and our goal is to train compassionate local champions of diversity and inclusion. The R is for report, and specifically we will be sharing a report on the region's state of inclusion, just really to help us build understanding around some of the gaps and barriers and also where we're doing really well as a region. But the U is for the Uplift program that we just announced, which is really uplifting the work of organizations that have specifically and historically been supporting underrepresented communities. And sort of the E is sort of our underlier here, is for engage and sort of making sure that we're engaging our communities in the process.
The grant initiative spans several years.
It does. It's a 3-year pilot to sort of help us understand how we can uplift all of our communities together. How do we lift all of the boats and continue to have and enjoy the kind of quality of life that we've built for Northwest Arkansas?
The $1 million grant shared among the 10 recipients seeks to train, according to the Walton Family Foundation press release, local champions of diversity and inclusion of legal immigrants and migrants, as well as undocumented immigrants.
And in the aggregate, these are some of the leading service providers for our Latino community, our Islamic community, as well as our Hindu community, our LGBT plus community. And then we have folks that are really supporting providing different educational resources to each and all of the above. It's an extraordinary group, and their aggregated impact is really serving over 44,000 Northwest Arkansans.
This new Uplift program under the TRUE Northwest Arkansas Initiative aims to increase the capacity and visibility of local organizations that serve these underrepresented communities, she says.
Yeah, and so the way that we've structured the Uplift program is that there's two big components. The first is that they are being provided with 3 years of dedicated support, and that is between the Walmart Foundation and the Walton Family Foundation. And then we have an additional collaborator, which is the Arkansas Community Foundation, which is actually an incredible portion of TRUE. They are the program manager for the entire initiative. And so through the work of the Arkansas Community Foundation, they will actually be provided with learning opportunities that will help them enhance and sort of build their capacity in whichever direction they would like to have that and makes the most sense for their organization and also the communities that they serve. So, for example, some of them are using these services and sort of this learning community that's being built between the 10 organizations to say, you know, I, for example, am an organization that's been led by a founder and we've been here for, let's say, you know, 20 years. How do I plan for succession? Or how do I, you know, we're an organization that we really want to focus and haven't had the space to really focus on marketing our services or developing a robust fundraising plan or board plan. So they are allowed to sort of self-define based on whatever their needs are to really define what it is that they would want to work on and also to have some of the resources to be able to implement that.
The nonprofits will meet as a cohort quarterly.
The first of their sessions is actually on February 15th, so we're really excited to officially be kicking them off with the first of these kinds of training sessions, and then they'll also be provided with individual coaching sessions as well as they realize and sort of identify the areas that they would want to work on and outline for themselves as sort of outcomes, intended outcomes and deliverables for the grant period.
One of the grant recipients is Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas, founded by Director Margarita Solorzano.
And our mission is to advance educational opportunities for Hispanic women and their families, to celebrate and teach others about our cultures, and to become active participants in the community.
Solorzano says she and her team are excited to be part of the Uplift Grant.
Supporting local organizations serving, in our case, minority groups. This is important because as a local organization, sometimes we are better equipped to know our community and the needs, and for them to invest in our organization and the other organizations like ours, it means that they really care about improving the quality of life.
The collaborative pilot project, she says, will be a learning curve.
The Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas over the past 20 years have accomplished so many things. One of the main things is our scholarship program. So far, we have assisted 418 Spanish-speaking students or Latino students for them to continue with their education. For that, we are not just giving money. We are encouraging them to continue and helping Latinos into achieving education and then being more active participants in the community.
Liz Alsina says this is just the initial rollout. There will be more.
An Uplift, we're so excited to have this group of grantees that represent and really embody so many of the values of True Northwest Arkansas. But this is really just the beginning. We've got two more key items that we'll be announcing in the coming months related to True as we roll out other elements of this program, but excited to have this kickoff with this wonderful group of grantees doing exceptional work.
To learn more, visit truenwarkansas.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.